The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster here. I will share with you the inside life of a nursing student, from long nights of studying to clinicals and the challenges that come with it. This is RN in Progress. Welcome back to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster here. And today, I'll be diving into something that's pretty heavy, real, and often forgotten in nursing school, and that is the mental health of a nursing student. I'm going to share with you some personal experiences with stress, anxiety, and burnout that even occurred to me. And I want to reflect on how constant studying, clinical pressure, and self-expectations affect my emotional health as well. So make sure you got a snack, a drink, and you're somewhere comfortable, and let's get into it. So first, I want to go over what is mental health. And according to Google, mental health is a person's emotional, psychological, and social well-being. And for nursing school, I feel like it correlates to our cognitive functioning, the way we think, how we process information, and make decisions. And having a good and positive mental health really affects our daily life and our lifestyle. And it's important in how we are maintaining our relationships, how we are achieving our goals, and how we are perceiving ourselves to others and communicating with others. There's a study I want to go over that talks about nursing students and their mental health. And it says that, according to a 2022 study published in Medicine, Baltimore, stress is highly prevalent among nursing students worldwide. The researchers analyzed data from over 19,000 students across 27 countries and found that about 70% of nursing students experience moderate to severe stress levels during their training. And this is crucial to understand when you're preparing to go to nursing school or you're just a regular student and you're worried about stress and your mental health. And this is important because it applies pressure on yourself, it causes anxiety, and it creates this fear of, like, you're going to make mistakes in patient care. And it also states in the article that other contributors were, like, lack of sleep, workload, and emotional exhaustion from balancing studies with personal life. And for me personally, I find that to be relatively true due to the fact that, yeah, I want to balance my social life. I want to be part of these clubs. I want to be able to go out and have fun with my friends. But I also need to understand that I need to study. I have to prepare for my exams, prepare for clinical. And in nursing school, you have this idea that I have to be the best version of myself. I want to work hard and I need to be perfect. But in reality, you have to step back and kind of be like, it's okay to not be okay. And that's because we're in nursing school. This is like the best time to make mistakes before you're an actual nurse and there's actual repercussions for your mistakes. In nursing school, we learn from our mistakes and we figure out how to bounce back from that. And being anxious and nervous is all a part of nursing school. And for me, I remember I was always nervous to be in nursing school, especially with exams. I have like testing anxiety, so whenever I'm preparing for a big exam or I know how much this exam is worth to my grade, I get kind of worried and I kind of freak out. Sometimes I start like hyperventilating, or like one time I broke out in hives, and that was really rare. I don't know anyone else who has done that before, but I was really stressed about that exam. And I understand that like the hives is not something that's normal, but stress and anxiety is a normal part of is a normal reaction to these things that matter to us, especially our school and our grades in nursing school. So I want to point out that our mental health is important, and finding a way to relieve ourselves, stepping outside, get a walk, fresh air, is a good way to cope and find ways to prioritize our mental health. Seek support when it's needed, and maintain our overall well-being when we're in nursing school. Because if we have poor mental health, we're not going to be able to function appropriately, and it's going to be hard to take care of others. So that's kind of what my version of mental health is. Transitioning over into how I deal with mental health and stress, when I first started nursing school, I thought pushing through stress was just part of the deal. You know, like the late nights, caffeine, no sleep, and just grinding it out, like grinding out a essay or studying. But what I realized was that pushing through and taking care of yourself while pushing through are two very different things. And that occurred to me one time when I was at clinical. It was my first day, and I remember like, oh, I need to get as much experience as I can. I need to help the nurses as much as I can. And I did that for 8 hours straight. No break, no water, no food. And it took a huge toll on my mental health and my body as well, as I threw up after, and I was just tired and I was exhausted. And that made me think, like, how am I supposed to keep doing this for the next 3 years? There's no way I could keep up. And that's that negative thinking that got to me. But I have to realize that in nursing school, we have to learn how to hold it together no matter what. But we can't just ignore the stress. And that's how I figured out how to manage it in a way that keeps me mentally healthy enough to show up for my next clinical, to my exams, and just to show up in front of my nurses and be prepared. Because I don't want to be going into clinical all nervous and like scared. I need to be the best version of myself, but also understand I'm still learning and I'm just a student. So that's okay when you're going to clinical, to be new but open-minded as well. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that coping isn't one size fits all. It's different for everybody. Everyone has their own way of coping. It could be like exercising or journaling, prayer, meditation. For me, I think my way of coping is going to the gym. Gymming allows me to express my anger sometimes or stress into working out, and it also physically benefits me as well. Or just hanging out with my friends. My friends have different perspectives of nursing as well, and they provide a sense of relief and comfort when we're all going through the same thing. Another big help for me was just talking about it, especially with my friends. It could be even with my family or with maybe one of the faculty or nurses. Having someone who understands what you're going through has made the journey a lot easier and understandable that, okay, they're having the same issues as I am, so I'm not alone. And that's a big thing in nursing school when you're trying to figure out, oh, this person is doing so much better compared to me, but there's someone else who's in the same boat. Just finding those connections and understanding that you're not alone is crucial as well. Another thing that helps prevent burnout prevention is time management, and that plays a huge role in mental health. Nursing school can sometimes feel like there's never enough time with the studying, the labs, the clinicals, assignments. Like, where did the time go with my friends? Like, I can't do anything no more. And it could easily make you feel overwhelmed. But what helped me plan my week, and I kind of just figured it out, I talked about this in my last episode, was figuring out how to use Google Calendar and Reminder. Instead of like cramming everything the day before, I've figured out how to create study blocks using the Google Calendar and Reminder apps. And it helps stop me from feeling guilty about taking a break, because burnout doesn't happen from doing too little. It kind of just happens from never stopping. And then another thing I want to step into was encouraging emotional awareness. And say if you're like getting zoned out in class, or like you're constantly feeling drained, those are like signs that you might be pushing yourself a little too hard. And in nursing school, it's easy to get zoned out and feel like, oh, like I could do this later, or I don't want to be here right now, especially if you have like an 8 a.m. lecture. Sometimes we're focused on learning how to care for others that we forget to care for ourselves. But our mental health affects how we learn, and how we show up to clinicals, and how we even treat our patients. So taking care of yourself isn't selfish. it's okay to take those days off, especially if you had a class and then say you have to go to clinical after. It's okay to take the day off from class. It's part of becoming a safe, compassionate, and caring nurse without being the lazy nurse who comes who's already exhausted. Before I end this episode, I want to talk about a video by Casey Neistat. And for those who may not know who he is, Casey Neistat is a famous YouTuber. He's known for making these day in the life vlogs that are very well filmed. He has some background in cinematic skills, and he just makes the most simplest things look extra dramatic or like cool just because he knows his cinematic skills and all that techniques. And I find his videos to be really satisfying and just a way to de-stress from school. Like, I like to get some food, sit on the couch, and just watch his videos for a few minutes just to see what it's like living in New York. That's all his videos are, just day in the life and just shorter other cinematic movies he's made. But there's one video in particular called Do Hard Things. And he talks about how growth doesn't happen when things are easy. It happens when we push ourselves through difficulty. And I feel like this correlates to nursing school because nursing school is hard and it challenges you mentally, emotionally, and physically. But in those hard moments when you think you can't do it, that you realize just how strong you really are. And to think about it, like, we spend nights studying diseases, learning different technical skills in the labs, going over clinicals, and some of that's like we walk into the hospital not knowing what to expect, and like we're responsible for those real lives while still figuring out things ourselves because we're still students and it's not certain like what we're gonna do. And nursing school kind of forces you to face discomfort. It makes you question your limits, but every care plan, every question you answer, every exam you take, every mistake you learn from, every tear you wipe away, that's all part of becoming the kind of nurse who can handle anything. But doing hard things doesn't mean ignoring your mental health. It's about balancing the challenge with care. And Casey says that the reward of doing hard things isn't comfort, it's growth. And that correlates to nursing because growth comes from resilience, self-awareness, and a sense of community and working together as a team. When you hit that burnout or you feel like quitting, it's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign that you're human. And the key to that is just being able to take a step back, open your mind, and remember why you started nursing school. Because those hard things aren't meant to be taken upon alone, and that's to be taken with your team, with your friends. So, to close out, if you're listening to this right now, I know you're pretty tired from school, from work, you're probably feeling overwhelmed, or questioning, like, if you're cut out for nursing. And I want you guys to remember this, that the hard days don't mean you're failing, they mean you're growing. And every nurse has to start somewhere, and they probably started rock bottom as well. But look at them now, they made it by doing the hard things, one clinical at a time, one exam at a time, and just being able to share your experiences with others helps create you into a better nurse. Sharing your mental health, sharing your experiences, just sharing how you feel allows you to establish a more focused, well-centered, and more adaptable emotional and physical mental health for you. So I want to thank you for tuning in to today's episode of RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster. Next episode, I want to talk about other stuff in nursing school, like the hard challenges we face, what the exams are like, and remind you that you're not just studying to pass tests, but you're learning to make a difference in a patient's life. So that's all for today. Thank you.